Look, we can all sit down and share stories with one another about pain that we've been through, but it's almost always typically about physical pain. Just recently, my pit bull smashed my hand in the door and it physically hurt. But very rarely do we, especially as men, talk about the pain that happens emotionally. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Now, you might have heard the intro and you're thinking, Garth, are we going to get all touchy-feely today? We're talking about emotional pain. Well, we are, but the point is that it's not the emotional pain, but how it manifests itself in our relationships and in our life. And it's interesting to me when we look at Scripture and we see how many of the letters are written in Scripture and how perfectly timed they are regarding what we later on in psychiatry and in the social sciences understand. I'm ahead of myself. Let me read you a quote out of Happiness is a Choice. This is on page 56, and it's by Frank Minerth and Paul Weir. They said that Dr. P. Wilson, a former professor of psychiatry at Duke University, has done a great deal of research and writing concerning the benefits of an intimate relationship with God on our overall emotional health. Dr. Armand Nicolai, professor of psychiatry at Harvard, has also made major contributions in this area, and both Wilson and Nicolai are committed Christians. In summary, the authors believe there are three major sources of emotional pain. Number one, lack of self-worth. Number two, lack of intimacy with others. And number three, lack of intimacy with God. Now, here's what happens. We all know that when we are threatened, there's that flight, fright, or freeze, right? But today, let's talk about freeze. It's an involuntary reaction to a perceived threat. And it could be a verbal threat. It could be experienced as you needing to make a decision quickly. It could be a physical threat or even an emotional threat. But you freeze up. And this is caused when we have an emotional type of threat or an emotional pain. The three characteristics of freeze point are this, basically: poor at commitment and communication, and either extremely defensive or overly sensitive. So you're asked to take on a special project at work, and it'll keep you late on Tuesdays and Thursdays. A freeze point might mean you say, yes, okay, I will, but then you don't keep the commitment. Or it may be, you know, walked out in a defensive manner, like, why don't you ask Jim? Jim doesn't do anything around here. Or again, it might act out as an overly sensitive, you know, response where you, well, I guess, I mean, it'll wreck time with my kids and I don't have enough time as it is already. And I feel like you're just using me and I already don't get paid enough and my wrist hurts from typing too much. And you're going, Garth, where's all this going? What are you talking about? Okay, well, let's review, right? Emotional pain is caused from a lack of self-worth, a lack of intimacy with others, and a lack of intimacy with God. And when we have any of those going on in our life, we respond through flight, fright, or freeze. And we're talking today about the freeze. And we freeze three different ways. Again, we might respond in such a way where we see it as a threat, or we might lack commitment, or we might not have the emotional depth to respond in such a way where we think it's just so hard on us. But here's the point. This is where I'm going. The book of Ephesians covers all of this, but does so in the most perfect fashion. This is what amazes me again and again about the Word of God, not just in what is written, but how it's written. The book of Ephesians covers all of this, but it does it in perfect linear fashion. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, we are God's masterpiece. That's the self-worth piece that we're missing. Then it says, all things in our life come down to knowing how much God loves us. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 22. That covers the lack of intimacy with God. And then finally, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through all the way chapter 6, verse 10, covers the intimacy with others part. So there we have the lack of self-worth, the lack of intimacy with others, the lack of intimacy with God. But here's what's the kicker. This is where you got to stop and scratch your head and go, wow, how does Paul know to do all this? I mean, obviously, it's inspired through the Word of God. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. But then we get to Ephesians chapter 6, and this is where Paul begins to talk about spiritual warfare. I honestly believe that until we get a hold of the other three parts in our life, you know, where we understand our worth, we understand and build intimacy with others, and we understand how much God loves us, until that happens, I honestly believe that we will have a very compromised or weak spiritual warfare. If you don't like yourself and accept yourself, if you got poor relationships, if you have a shallow walk with God, how can you go to war spiritually with complete confidence? So I'm going to kind of end this podcast with something that's kind of radical that is more apparent to me than ever before. When I was in Bible college at CFNI, and this was 8 years ago, we had a speaker who came in on Sunday, and what they do is they speak on Sunday and then the rest of the week during chapel. And by Wednesday, he got up and he said, I know what you're thinking. You're sitting here thinking, boy, this guy thinks there's a demon under every rock. And up to that point, all he talked about was spiritual warfare and demons this and demons that. And yeah, we kind of did. And here's what's funny. What he was about to say, God, for some reason, stuck in my head. I remembered clear as day, even until now. And he said this, I'm not a there's a demon under every rock kind of guy. I'm a there's a demon under the rock. There's a demon hiding in the bush. There's a demon in the tree. There's a demon in the shadows. There's a demon in the shower. He says, that's the kind of guy I'm at. And he says, and here's what you need to know. Every spiritual battle is just that, a spiritual battle. What he meant was, and he went on to say, if you're having financial problems, it's a spiritual battle. You're having relationship problems, it's a spiritual battle. You're having physical problems, it's a spiritual battle. Everything comes down to the spirit world and to the demonic activity. Get it right or you will suffer. Thus is why we need to get these first three things in place so that we can war effectively. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.